So in my community is a partner in a small firm, and the firm owns, there are four partners, and the firm owns some chametz. And the question is, what's his responsibility regarding this chametz on Pesach? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Eben Ezer Chelek Aleph Siman Zayin about someone who owns stock in a corporation. So that you have to sell, and then let's say that particular case is that this company does business on Shabbos. Is that an issue? But the same question could be in terms of chametz as well. Let's say a company, someone owns shares of stock in a company that owns chametz. So does that mean that you own the chametz? If you own shares of stock in a company, and they do business on Shabbos, is it that you're doing business on Shabbos, or the manager? It's like, is this Amir Lanachri? They're doing business based on your instructions. So Moshe, and there are a lot of poskim that dealt with this question of how do you view someone who owns shares of stock in a company? Do they own the assets of the company? And Moshe takes the view that they don't. They don't own the assets of the company. That he says that they that the it's Raka Kona Rebach. Have the hefsed shiya ba mischar lefi sach v'sach shekana. And basically, when you buy shares of stock in a company, what you're really buying is the right to share in the profits and the losses of the company, but you have no interest in the business. He says we're talking about someone who owns a very small amount of shares, and it's true that he votes on the board members, and the board members pick the management, but when in a large company, when you the amount of shares that you that most people have, it's what he calls the rak pi tumei mile. They're just simple words, and that's not you don't really have an effect on the management of the company. He says though that if vade liknos mida meruba kol kach ad she yischashu bedato, but if you buy enough shares of stock in a company that actually what you say has weight, that you purchased controlling interest in the company, even not a majority, but such that what you say carries weight, then that is an issue. Then when the company does, you should be concerned about whether the company does work on Shabbos, or for our purposes, whether they own chametz on Shabbos. So basically, if you own shares of stock in a company, that company owns chametz. If you don't own a controlling interest, we're not concerned about that. That's what Rav Moshe holds. The that being said, the question is when you're a partner and there are a few partners, then you do have a say. So essentially, you would have to vote not to purchase chametz on Pesach. And if you're a, in this instance, the person is a minority partner, so you would have to say, I don't want to buy any chametz on Pesach. And therefore, if you're outvoted, you're outvoted. And that's okay, because at the end of the day, when it comes to chametz, it's a question of, is the chametz birshuso? Do you have control of the chametz? So if you're in a partnership, so you can't, if you can control the whether to purchase or sell the chametz, then you would have to sell the chametz. But if you are a minority partner and you simply have to say I don't want to purchase chametz in this company right now, and if you get outvoted, then that's fine, then it's eino birshuso. It's also preferable just to be on the safe side to, let's say, sell your partnership interests as well, and your partnership interests would include to sell the chametz in your partnership interests. There's a whole shaila whether that is valid. If you sell your, can you sell your shares of stock, or your shares of an interest in a company to a non-Jew if it doesn't meet the secular law? The Minchas Yitzchak thinks that you can. That's a question, but just to be on the safe side, if you're a partner, and you're a minority partner in a company, so you should express your view that you don't want to own any chametz, you want to sell your chametz. The chametz of the company, and if you get outvoted, so then it's not birshuso, and then and then you are clear from a halachic standpoint. At the same time, it's also good to sell all your chametz, including your partnership interest, just to be on the safe side. But that's what it seems that the appropriate course of action to do when you're a minority partner of a company that owns some chametz.